This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The more contagious South African variant of COVID-19 has been detected in one of Colorado's prisons. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Health officials are worried about this particular variant because it spreads more easily and may not react as well against vaccines. Two staffers and one inmate tested positive at the Buena Vista Correctional Facility during random testing of variant samples. While these are the first cases reported in Colorado, the South African variant is known to already be transmitting across the United States. County health officials plan to start offering the vaccine to all inmates in Buena Vista. So far, statewide, 29 inmates have died of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. State corrections officials say only about 42% of staffers have accepted vaccines so far. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Around 400 Colorado students will get full refunds from a travel company for trips to Europe that were canceled due to the pandemic. The Wheat Ridge-based company Voyagers International offered partial refunds last year for its 2020 Ambassadors of Music program, but took out a $1,900 cancellation fee. The state's attorney general took action against the company, arguing it violated Colorado's consumer protection laws. In total, the customers involved will be paid back nearly $800,000. And you're still tuned into All Things Considered. Thank you for sticking around. The Colorado Springs Philharmonic is in a labor dispute with its musicians. Will they be able to bring music back to the Pikes Peak region? CPR's Monica Castillo takes a look at the ongoing case in 10 minutes. And All Things Considered will bring us a story from our sister news site, Denverite, later this hour. It's about how a Denver City Council member who supports defunding police weighs the new success of replacing cops with mental health teams. 6 months in, the team has responded to almost 750 calls without one arrest. That's coming up at the end, closer to the end of the hour. And on this day in 1950, the iconic VW bus went into production. And in fact, a new version of the bus called the ID Buzz Microbus is slated to start production next year. So there's something to look forward to if you're one of those hippie van fans. I am. I love that van. It's so cute. Grand Junction is at 66 degrees. Stick around. This is CPR News.